Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I am your host, Scott, and you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Brian, you can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike, you can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find our Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can find our Instagram at instagram.com at, oh, you guessed it, Review and Roast. We also have a Instagram for Star Wars tabletop games called instagram.com/StarWarsTabletop.
Right? As if it was going to be called instagram.com/JackTrippers, my friend.
That's a great name.
I still plan on doing
You reach for it.
I still plan on doing my test Instagram account, the Ed Brubaker is my uncle, with the super creepy avatar.
That's super weird.
I might do that tomorrow since I'm not going to work.
Yeah, actually, I have my personal Instagram at Slevin77, if anyone really gives a shit about my personal life.
Mine's all right.
No, yours is weird.
It's a little weird.
It's creepy.
It's all right, though.
It's creepy.
It's not bad.
Yep.
Son of movie phone guy. Get into it.
Yep.
It's got a picture of me shirtless if I look good without a shirt.
Well, hell, I mean, let's just go down the list. I mean, you can find me on Snapchat at XOrsonX as well if you want to see... you missed yesterday when I broke my PS4 controller for the first time in the history of my gaming career.
And you can find me at mindsay.com/who-doesn't-like-nickelback.
Pretty good one.
All right. So, what are we here for? Oh, we're here to talk about, if you remember back in April.
They do.
At the end of April.
I do.
Totes.
We talked about a little card game called Lost Cities. This is a game that... Mike bought, and we all hated/loved it so much, we literally have about 6 copies floating around right now between the 3 of us, because if it ever gets ruined, we want to make sure we have backups.
Yeah, for some reason, we thought they were never going to make this game again.
Well, there was Target for like $8.
Yeah, Target had the deal. I think Brian picked up a couple copies for $5.
Yeah.
So that worked out pretty nifty.
So, yeah. Today, we're going to bring you Lost Cities, the board game.
And then this is the chicken and the egg.
Well, which one came first?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I believe the card game was first. Because I think the board game...
The chicken?
I think the board game came in 2008, and the card game was 99?
Is that true?
I'm pretty sure, because the review that we initially watched to kind of get the idea of how the board game worked, the guy was like, oh, the card game was so great, and my wife and I love it. And then the board game came out. We were like, woo, maybe it's going to be just as good. Let's check out the review. And then he kind of...
Actually, the board game came out in 2008.
That's what I said. Yep. I said the card game came out like 97 or 99.
I don't know. I'm not looking at the card game. We did the card game already. You want to know when that came out? You go back to April and you fucking find that shit.
You know what's great about the card game? I still love it.
Me too.
I hate it. It's really good.
Yeah.
I hate that I'm so awesome at it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You're the reason we got 6 copies. You keep breaking them.
Yeah.
Ripping the cards.
Popping blood vessels and shit.
This guy tells everybody to talk on the mic. Now he's yapping into a big giant coffee cup.
It's hard for me to stay focused when this guy took the last cup of coffee in this fucking house when he walked in the door.
Hey, well, when I shot you a text and asked if you had creamer.
You didn't ask if I had coffee. You just said you have creamer.
Hey, jack off. I didn't want it for your herbal tea.
You have herbal tea?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I do.
All right.
Of course. Is there any other kind of tea?
Non-herbal?
Green?
Herbals in your mouth?
Nailed it. Nice.
Not your hands?
This dog is looking at me.
Yeah, so if you're still with us, we are going to talk about Lost Cities, the board game. Basically, the card game is literally a 2-player game, and it's kind of each person plays almost like a small game of solitaire in front of them, except, you know, you have 3 handshakes and then 1 through 10 or something.
Right.
But that's it. So if I open up a route and he opens up a route of the same color, whatever, 2 through 10, you're kind of, you know... You're
bound by a certain amount of cards, and it's a 2-player game, whereas the board game, which we're talking about, is up to 5?
Up to 4. But this game has the same concept with the cards, where each player plays their own little games of solitaire to build their routes through that color. But with the board game, there's no handshakes. You have 2 through 10, but you have doubles of each card.
0 through 10.
0 through 10. Jesus.
Right, and in this version, this is a board game, not a card game, so now you have meeples who travel said routes, and hijinks ensue.
It's basically a programming slash race game.
Yes, every time you play a card of that color, you can move. You can either place a guy on that colored route, and once you have a guy there, every card you play on that color after that, he moves up one space. So it's not like if you play a 2 and then you play a 6, he moves up 6 spots. No, no,
right,
no.
Right, so the point value isn't the same as the card game.
Right. Every time you play a card, no matter what succession it is, he moves one space. But here's the nice thing. Because you can have up to 4 people, and there's only doubles of every card, and you get 5 guys, you know, one for each route if you really want to open them all up, you don't have to play the next highest card. You can play a 2, then you can play a 2, then you can play the 3. You know what I mean? Like, if you get that double, you can play the double instead. You can't go lower, but with the board game, which makes it much more, intriguing or strategic, is there's tiles that are randomly placed on each route. So you have some that are worth points. You have some that are relics, and just like the card game, it's played in 3 rounds. So you collect these relics, and then depending how many you have after 3 rounds, you get a shit ton of points, or you can lose a shit ton of points.
Well, let's clarify the relics for a moment, because if in this game you open a route, you automatically open it with a negative, and you have to build your way out of the negative. With the relics, you have to have at least 6 to not lose points at the end of the game. And yeah, if you only have 5, you lose like 10 points. It's like you could survive that. But if you don't have any, you're like 50 points in the hole, end of the game, no matter how many routes you open and successfully traverse. So yeah, the relics are super important. You cannot ignore them. You have to at some point get some.
And they're super not as easy as it sounds to get.
Well, because all the tiles are placed at random, you could do a Scott thing. We go 5 relics in a row and then just do that. Or yeah,
which is fantastic for the person that gets them, but for the other players, it's a...
Or the other Scott thing where he puts all the ladders way at the top.
Hey, it's called random for a reason. So now he mentioned ladders and what the ladders do.
Are they bridges?
No, they're ladders, stairs, whatever you want to call them. Once you land on that, that enables you to move any one of your meeples already on a route up one space. Could be any one of them. Doesn't have to be the guy.
Yeah, not the one that lands. It could be.
So that adds a little more strategic into it.
That is a ton of strategy to it because you can, if there's like 3 bridges in a row and you only have 1 meeple out, you can just jump all the way up. Or you can wait and get some guys out and kind of maneuver them all. But then you run the risk of somebody else going, well, I'm just going to go. And then they take all the points. And you're like, well, I got all my guys across now, but I didn't get any of the bonuses because I waited too long.
Yeah.
That is the best part of the game. I'll just go ahead and say that right now.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's a great feature. And the game ends when the cards run out, which I don't think we've had happen.
Nope.
Or after the 5th meeple crosses a bridge. Each route has a bridge at a certain point.
That's another thing, because the card game is the deck runs out, the round ends. This game, like half the time, I'm like, dude, my next move is going to be up. The 5th card is crossed. You guys are the fucking worst.
Yep.
So it's like, man, my next turn, I'm going for big air. Nah, I'm not doing shit. There goes my fucking 100 points.
And you even if you were the one, say you had 4 guys right at the bridge, and you put your first one across, and that makes the 5th one altogether. Your other 4 guys, you can't move on that turn.
And
whether,
the 5th guy.
Whether you hit a bonus thing or not.
And the 5th guy.
Jump guys.
Gets nothing. So even if you cross that bridge and there's a 15-point chip there, you don't actually get it. So
yeah. Well, it's just like the card game.
You get the point value on the board.
Right.
You just don't get the
like chip. In the card game, as soon as you draw that last card, the game immediately ends. You don't get to like finish your turn. It's the same thing with this. As soon as that 5th guy crosses, you don't collect a relic. You don't jump guys. Mm-hmm. You don't.
Some of us do. And by some of us, I mean you.
Right.
Continue.
So, you know, as soon as that 5th guy crosses, game ends. So if you're planning stuff, you really got to pay attention to what everyone's doing. And, you know, when we played, I've played a couple of 2-player games of it. And it's a lot easier to keep track because, you know, besides trying to keep track of your 4 or 5 guys, depending how many routes you open, and trying to plan out your moves, you got to make sure that other people aren't crossing the bridges, and you got to make sure everyone stays on track. So I feel like a lot of times, especially the last time we played, that if I didn't really pay attention to who was crossing that bridge, like we probably would have just kept going.
That's possible.
So it's kind of
We'd have caught it, but probably too late.
Yeah. Well, you weren't here when we played last. We played last weekend with New Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's not as rage-inducing as the card game.
It's pretty
but it's it can it definitely has its moments where it's like, oh. Like, especially when I clearly can't go any far. Like, last week, the third round of the game we played, I literally... I had all tens, and none of my guys were across the bridge yet because
actually, one of those games I played, I think I had a 8, a 9, and a 10 or something. It was like
You literally like
just drawing a discard and like a dickhead.
You get to a point where you either have to start making a move or what are you gonna do? So you start dropping, you know. So I'm at the point where I can't really make any more moves.
Well, it worked out pretty good for you because Brian just kept giving you the next card you needed. So
well, that was that in that game, but in this one, I was dead in the water basically. Brian was trying to maneuver and do this, and Jeff is, like, opening routes with, like, the game almost over. And he controlled that board well enough to get all of his guys up, and he's the one that ended up ending it on you, like you were saying, where you're like, oh, I'm planning my shit. Oh, it's over? Sorry. You know? So, I mean, you can really paint yourself into a corner like I did, or you can really kind of dominate and control the board if you have the right cards, which is kind of awesome.
I feel like the card game is instantly rage inducing where it's like only a couple of hands before you start seeing your whole world go up in flames.
Yeah,
but whereas this game is more like a slow burn where you're like, all right, things are going pretty good, everything's working out. Oh man, I caught a couple bad cards in a row. Oh man, the fifth guy just crossed the bridge, I think I'm having a stroke, and then that's fucking it. So it's like it creeps up on you, whereas the card game is more like, fuck, this hand sucks. It's all nines and tens, and I can't do shit.
Yeah, but even this one, man, we played that one game, and this one I had 7, 8, 9, 7, 8, 9, 10, and it was like, what?
Yeah,
it's... Like, you can't even start the game, because what am I going to do, drop a 10 for you dildos?
Yeah, in poker, you're like, this is the best hand of all time. Yeah. In this game, it's like, god damn it, I want to fucking set the table on fire. It's not the way to start. You need a little diversity. Or you need all of one color. You need a couple lows and a couple highs, so you can just build one route while you're grabbing other shit.
That'd be nifty.
So, we've done a lot of, I like this, I like this, I like this. Is there anything you guys don't like about this game?
I don't like the five guys across the bridge. I know we always complain about games being over too quick or taking too long. Nothing ever seems to be just right. I'd say six guys across.
I think the guys across the bridge should change depending on the players.
Number O players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two things.
Start with five, and then for each additional player, add a guy across the bridge.
Maybe. Feel with the amount of components in the box, I think they could shave about $10 off the retail price because it's $39.99.
$34.99.
Oh, I think it. I think this should be in the realm of about $25 to $30.
Yeah, I think that's what I picked it up for because I got the 30% off when we bought it.
That.
But I mean,
and,
for being that old, I mean, it should be.
That, and I kind of feel like this game, in a weird way, and I don't mean this in, like, I'm never playing it again. This game is almost a Ticket to Ride killer for me. In that, it's got the same level of difficulty in teaching a new person how to play. It's super easy.
Oh, yeah.
But the strategy is almost, like, more you need to focus and kind of plan and then, you know, try to manage your failures a little bit more, whereas in Ticket to Ride you always can find a way around shit, where in this game it's like you put that 7 down and all of a sudden you catch a 5, 6, 4, 3 and another 4 and you're like, god damn it, this fucking, why didn't I just wait? Whereas in Ticket to Ride, if somebody takes Santa Fe to Phoenix, you can find a way around it. And I feel like because of that, this game should be at, you know, not saying I want Target to have everything, but this game should be a Target and it should be a more of a thing than it is. Because Ticket to Ride, you know, I was sitting at work playing it on my phone a couple days ago, and this girl comes by. She's like, is that Ticket to Ride? I just bought that. And I'm like, okay, this game's clearly at the level of being a thing now. She's like, oh, my son wanted it, and we're going to play it as a family. I'm like, okay, so I feel like this game is that kind of weight in terms of difficulty, at least in terms of the rules, where it should be sitting at Target and being a thing.
I'm sure it will be eventually.
If it's been out for 10 years and it hasn't caught on, I don't really know if it's gonna. I mean, the card game.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it hasn't caught on, just not mainstream. I mean,
well, when we were,
I am sure it's not a high production game.
Before we played it,
I mean, we played the card game for months before we knew there was a board game.
I knew there was a board game, but I kind of just went, eh, whatever, because I never, like, I looked at it, I'm like, yeah, it looks kind of boring, whatever. I never thought to buy it. It wasn't until the card game was $5 at Target that I said, eh, what the hell, for $5, I'll give it a shot.
Well, at that point, we've already played it.
No, I'm talking about when it first was on clearance at Target, and I texted Mike. I'm like, go buy that game because I don't want to pay money for it.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to Target because I picked up a couple games. That's when I got Munchkin, I think, too, right?
Yeah, because I grabbed Karuba and, like, mm-hmm. two others. Seven Wonders Duel was $7. I was like, I can't not get it.
I still haven't even played that. I want to play that Karuba again, though. I thoroughly
That was like displeased $8. With that game. And I got Ticket to Ride for $15 for some reason. I don't know why still to this day. But I just feel like when I watched that guy's review before we played it at all, and he kind of bashed the game. He's like, it's not as good as a card game. It's kind of slow. It's not as strategic. It's kind of boring. I'm like, oh, man, you're kind of like killing my dreams here.
I actually thought it was more fun than the card game. I mean, I thoroughly enjoy the card game, but it's a nice difference from the card game because the card game is A, two-player, B, a fucking shit show, and C, it's not that strategic, to be honest.
The card game?
Yeah. It's solitaire with one extra suit. I mean, it really is. It's not as overly strategic as one might make it sound. Where this one, you're actually physically competing down a board trail in a race to a goal in each one.
And that's another thing,
too. That are shared bonuses, not your own bonus. Like, we could both land on the 30... and we both get 30 points.
And that's the one thing that none of us have mentioned yet. You have 5 meeples. You have 4 regular ones and one super meeple that's worth double the amount of points, which rules if you get him into the 35 to 50 range. But if he stays in the negative, that's double negative points.
Right.
So he kind of takes the place of the handshakes in a way. But you have to pick which route's going to be the most likely to score big.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you start with 6 blues in your hand, you're going for blue with the big guy.
Right, whether or not you're going to get bonuses on it or not, as far as picking up the tokens on the way down, but you know you have enough cards to get that to the big point value.
Word.
All right, yeah, so I give it about a 3. What about you guys?
Man, my only complaint is like I want to see it get a little bit more attention.
Hate on the game for that.
But I'm thinking that like...
The only thing I don't like about this game is nobody else likes it.
No, I just feel like I said, when I watched that guy's review, he kind of bashed the game, and I feel like the reviews kind of inform the buyers, who then inform the stores to go, oh, maybe this game is a big deal. We should try and push it a little
more. Well, when we get our video reviews going, we'll make this one a top priority.
I'm saying it's easy, and it's should be, and I feel it should be like $10 cheaper. The components in the box, to me, and I don't know the exact price of what they're costing, but I'm looking at them going, eh, could be 30. I said the same thing with Fire and Axe. That box is the reason why the game's $80. There's not $80 worth of game in there. It's a fucking great game. I love it.
What did I buy Dice Forge for?
It was like 30, maybe? 35?
I think it was around the same price.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that thing's got like the super insert with the sleeve.
Yeah, it's got the crazy.
And it's got the loop and the things and the what.
Tons of dice. Woo. Yeah, that one I feel like you're getting money's worth.
Yeah.
The cards, tons the board. Of
dice. It's got fucking 8 dice.
No, yeah, but no. It's got all those dice. Yeah, but they're not regular. It's not
I know, I'm just yanking your chain there.
I'm just saying, fantasy.
But it's also got all the tokens and all the inlays and all the plastic parts, because that's not just...
Yeah.
Those are all inserts for the dice that are... I'm not going to call them high-quality plastic, but it's obviously different than a cardboard punch-out. You know what I mean? I think that game was, component-wise, super... I mean, actually, I really like that game. So that's one of the games I actually think was a good buy. Not that... I've had any really major horrible
I'm just saying, like, Fantasy Flight likes to do the thing where they get a game for $100 and they got the gigantic insert where the stuff is in the middle and it's just in the middle. And like a sheet of cardboard punch-outs, and then when you bag it all up, it all goes in the middle and you're like,
and 2 Ziploc bags.
If this insert wasn't so fucking gigantic, we could fit this into a nice $50 box.
Well, that's why Merchant of Venus is such a great value.
Is it? I don't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember?
I haven't played that in a minute.
I know how much it cost. I just don't remember.
Because it has the entire reprint of the game. And then you flip the board over, and it has the entire old game with all those pieces as well.
It'd be awesome if it had some old players.
If I open up that box, I go, man, that's a lot of shit. And then I go, yeah. I pull out the inseat and receive the fucking 4 bags underneath that we never touch. for the original game. Yeah, there's a whole lot more.
There's a whole other game in there we've never touched?
It's the original from the 70s.
What are we doing?
Two separate rule books, two separate boards, separate fucking components.
No wonder that game sucks now.
Your mama sucks. Rocket Mercy and Venus is one of the best games I've ever bought in my life.
The game sucks.
It's not bad.
Your mom does suck.
All right, but that's all I got. I really don't have any complaints. I mean, when Mike bought the game, I was like, yes. When I watched the review, I was like, no. When I watched the review, or when we played it, I was like, yeah, it's all right. And then we played three players. I'm like, yes, I think I love this game. So I don't have any complaints.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting into it again.
Let's do it. Right, I already sold it.
Let's do it right now.
Let's do it. Let's number it. He gave it a 3. What are you going?
I'm
going
to give it an 8.5.
God damn.
8.5. What do you got, son? All day long, across the board, solid. I'm firm. I'm not going to change that score.
I think you're lying.
I could teach it to my nephews, and it's got enough strategy to keep the old gears turning as they get all rusty. And
there's enough frustrations involved, but not too many.
Yeah, as the gears start to slip and I start to like twitch, and then next thing you know, I'm talking to a soup can. Then it's like, you know, the game gave me what it gave me when I was still, you know, mildly coherent, which it probably won't be much longer if I don't get murdered beforehand. Yeah, 8.5.
What'd you give it?
I didn't give it anything yet.
Do it.
So I'm on the fence. I don't even know.
You like it or you hate it?
Well, here's the thing. I know I like it, but I also feel like there's been multiple times where, because there's two of every card, like, you just can't get any low cards, and then you kind of get screwed by having to open with high shit for all your routes. I feel like there's got to be a better way to deal with the... Well, I mean, I guess you shuffle like an asshole, so...
Yeah, it's called discard and get the cards you need, guy.
I know, but then you don't want to discard fucking high cards.
That's
card,
the
you
strategy,
know?
But that's the you're... Lost Cities card game version of it. Just because you're not good.
Back to me.
Yeah.
you know, I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna go a step lower. I'm gonna go 8.
That's a half step lower.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
Are we go 8.4.
No, 7.5 would have been a step.
What
lower.
Am I?
I'm gonna what? Go. I'm going 7.5.
What?
Jesus. Why do we even do this?
I don't even know.
That's the first time since I've been keeping track that Brian's been the highest.
For real? That actually might be true.
I thought I always get accused of going too high.
No, that's on movies.
What movie did I go too high on?
Every movie.
I wish I had kept track on the rest. Oh, maybe I did on the other spreadsheet. I got too many fucking spreadsheets. Yep. Holy jeez.
I don't know. You want to review a game that I hate right now? Let's do Pandemic. Fucking worst game
I've
ever.
I've never actually played that
one.
Game.
I'll give it a 1 because it comes in a box. There you go. Fuck Pandemic.
You know what was actually funny? When it came to Seven Wonders, me and you were both higher than him.
Oh, what was I? 7?
No, you were 8.75.
You guys gave Seven Wonders a 9?
He did.
What'd you give it?
9.5.
What a beat off.
Your mom's a beat off.
Wow. This room got cold in a hurry.
Right? Got the window open. All right, so anywho, there you have it. That's the Lost Cities board game, not card game, board game. By the same guys who did the card game.
Reiner Knizia.
Cosmos and Rio Grande. And
Rio Grande?
Yeah.
What are you, from Chicago?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's Rio Grande.
Rio Grande.
Fucking A.
That sounds stupid, too.
It does.
Except that's exactly what it is.
Rio Grande. I like Rio Grande.
I'm into it. We just changed their name, LLC. All right,
Rio Grande.
Hashtag copyright.
Rio Grande.
Yeah. All right, so there you have Lost Cities, the board game. Go check it out. If you like the card game, you'll like the board game. If you don't like it, then you don't know nothing about board games.
If you don't like it, I will be happy to take it off your hands for free.
If you've got a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Give me Lost Cities or I'll come over and borrow it.
That was... I set it up, and you just kind of farted on it.
I'm not going to lie, this setup was shit, too. It was all.
Why?
Was,
well, you set one up.
Whether it was my intent or not is irrelevant. It made me laugh, and that's what I needed right now. So
you need to hop on the Reddit train, son. I laugh on that all day at work. That's what I do.
I laughed all day watching a new Patton Oswalt special, and it's actually kind of depressing.
Was it any good?
Yeah, except for the really depressing part. Yeah,
it seemed like it was gonna be.
No, it's pretty. It's pretty fun.
So, anywho, Lost Cities, the board game, is what we were wrapping up here. So,
I thought you hit the button.
That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna rippity wrap that up. No,
just,
nothing.
Yeah,
are we about the Two Live Crew this thing? What the fuck are you doing?
Where's the plug?
All right, you can find me on the Twittens at xorsonx. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, facebook.com/reviewandroast. Oh, yeah, and you can check out our website, reviewandroast.com. We have written reviews for all kinds of good stuff. All of our other podcasts are at comicroast.com. And movie tickets. Yes, you could buy movie tickets if you go to our website, and then that helps us. And that
I go to movies.
You. No, you don't. Not really. We've asked you to go to a million. You always say no.
I go to movies.
That's actually true.
And once in a while, I go to the movies.
Suburbicon.
I feel like movies are
too much. I can't wait for that.
It's out.
What the fuck are we doing here? Well, no, it's not, is it?
Yeah.
Whatever. We're out.
Deuces.